This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, if it'll play.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, I just got the at one thumb hole stock put on the gun sight scout rifle today. And that is a great thing. Are you still, we haven't got Rob yet? I suppose we haven't got Rob yet. How about put up for me the number to call in? Because I'll just get him to call in on that one. Radio stuff. The drama of live radio. I love the drama of live radio. It makes me feel whole all the time. So while we're waiting on for Rob to pop up, let me tell you what my take on this is. Especially AR, if I, okay, let me text something real quick, and then, let's see. Text a phone number to Rob so he can call in, and maybe we'll talk about that in the next hour. Extension. Boom, there you go. And any minute now we should have Mr. Morse. But anyway, my opinion of what's going on with the NRA is that the NRA, by failing, they had a watershed moment here. They had one of these defining opportunities. Now, if, and I submit this to you, and I am a member of the NRA as well. I am a member, and I have been a member since 1999. The NRA, in the personage of Wayne LaPierre, he should quit. He should sit down. You know, when I was 13 years old when all of the Republicans in Congress went to Richard Nixon and said, "You got to quit for the good of the party." So, that's what should be going on right now. Now, there is no one apparently on deck to take this particular job, but at the same time, do we need it? If you have a board of directors and you elect a president, but the executive vice president who is, you know, elected, but I don't get it anyway. We have Rob? Okay. So I'll pick that up in the next hour when we get back. Joining us now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Gosh, you know, we send you to Indianapolis, and then we have to shake the cobwebs out of your studio when you put it back together.
Yeah. It's one of those things. One of those things. Well, and I didn't know electronics gathered cobwebs.
Evidently, they do. And it's been great to hear you and Mark talk. I agree with what you're saying. You know, the NRA management has to live up to its membership.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah. I mean, Wayne LaPierre, Chris Cox, Josh Powell, all of the little minions that run around in the pinstripe suits, those guys are not the NRA.
Mm-mm.
Those guys are not the NRA. The NRA are those of us that are walking around on that floor looking at everything and meeting up and talking to board members and all this other stuff. And apparently what we have to say doesn't matter.
We are the guys who go to the gun show and hand out literature. We're the guys who speak up in our local civic organization and say, wait a minute, I'm a gun owner. You're talking about me. We are the face of gun ownership in the United States. I understand that Ackerman McQueen has hired some very pretty and articulate people. Good for them. I wish I looked like them. I wish I could speak like them. But for most of the United States, we're the face of the gun lobby. The good news is, since I'm a life member, but I suddenly discovered I had some extra cash in my checking account, and I donated to the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms.
Right.
Sounds like a good place to send money, don't you think?
I do. We're going to have, I think, Rob and I have talked about, Rob and I always start stuff and then we can't finish it because we run out of time. We talked about him doing a show with me where he's on with me the whole 3 hours, just as my co-host. He can do that because he's a member of an ensemble cast and he knows how to handle that for that long period of time. And I think we ought to look at, I think part of that show should be that we look at the alternatives to the NRA.
You set the time, I'll be there, buddy.
Right, pull apart the and let's look at next Tuesday.
Okay.
Let's look at next Tuesday and do that. As far as I'm going to be, and I know you'll be, we're going to be brutally frank about this because we're going to look at everybody and all their warts and all their scars and everything else and be perfectly honest as we can based upon the facts in front of us. But now I don't want
the issue is far too important for us to be oblique. No, this is serious.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, and listen, the NRA is not going to go anywhere. They will still be there. They may be severely weakened. The thing about this thing that's happening coming out of New York, though, is all of these board members, I don't know if you saw this or not, Rob, all of these board members had a fiduciary responsibility to not let what's been going on happen.
You and I know several members on that board. I would guess you know at least five. That's about how many I know. I've got their phone numbers. They know that. Some of them take it very, very seriously. That's why I wonder what happened behind closed doors to make that unanimous, because...
Well, I can tell...
Go ahead.
I don't think all of them voted. I think the ones that voted were unanimous for Wayne LaPierre, but he ran unopposed.
Okay.
So there was, you know, I think the guys abstaining from voting or not voting or whatever that turned out to be, I don't know exactly what else there was to do. I know I've seen a lot of people slamming Anthony Calandro, for example. And I don't, because he got elected to as the 76th board member. And now they think all because they put out this unanimous vote thing, they think all of the board members caved.
No, you and I know too many of them, and we know them too well to ever believe that.
Yeah.
Those are just as the National Rifle Association as a management group has to live up to its members, you and I know some members of the board that the organization has to live up to as well. I trust them absolutely.
Some of these guys are juggernauts unto themselves. Coming up on
with our freedom. Yeah.
Yes. Coming up on the next break. I didn't get to see Rob this past weekend. I did get to see a few people we both know, but I didn't get to see Rob. So we're catching up. You can catch Rob. You can catch his podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, unique in the United States here among podcasts because of what they discuss. And the Ensemble Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DeSantisBuilder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I now have the At-1 thumb holstock on my Ruger gun sight scout rifle. I am in love. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse, podcaster, writer, canoeist.
And former resident of San Diego County. I've driven through Poway. I drove past the Shabbat synagogue many times. There was an attack there. They dodged a bullet. The woman who was killed jumped in front of the gun to protect the rabbi. A rabbi, a recent convert, a recent member of the synagogue, was a member of the Border Patrol. He was still learning about Judaism. The rabbi asked him, please carry. He saved lives. Here's the crazy part. It was 6 months, almost to the day, since the attack on the synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This synagogue in Poway did not have a security team, and hope and prayers are not a security plan. Sheriff Bill Gore of San Diego requires church security to be licensed as armed guards and part of a commercial security business. You could have dozens of concealed carriers there. You could have ex-military. I have had situations where church members, when they were in port, were the guards that defended nuclear submarines, and they are not considered safe enough or with enough security clearances to satisfy the San Diego sheriff. That's obscene, and it costs lives. So you think I'm hiding how I feel, Bill?
I'm sorry?
Do you think I'm hiding how I feel?
No, I don't think you're hiding how you feel. I was just thinking about... now, typically, our side gets accused on a regular basis of, inflammatory rhetoric, hate speech, all this other stuff. And yet, here recently... I mean, since this last election, we've had a whole lot of anti-Semitism going on, and we've had a couple of synagogues attacked all of a sudden. And my question becomes, if we're going to normalize this kind of thing, isn't it interesting they're trying to normalize that kind of sentiment where it could just be out there, and at the same time they're trying to disarm us at the same time?
That was a very pernicious side of Barack Obama's term, where he said, we're going to go after you. We're going to use the government to go after you. We have an enemies list. That led to monsters like the avowed socialists who supported Bernie Sanders, who went and tried to murder congressmen on a ball field in Alexandria.
Yeah.
When you troll for monsters, don't be surprised what you catch.
It's apparent to me that leftists have a real hard time controlling themselves. They will act out on their stuff. And then when they get sort of greenlit on behavior it reminds me of what's happening in California now, where all of these diseases that were eradicated a long time ago, because they've been so permissive, and I is there any win to having a bunch of homeless people living in squalor, like in L.A. or in San Francisco?
Oh, there's a huge win.
Really?
A phenomenal win. Yeah, you can harvest their votes trivially. They have no fixed address. They're desperate for handouts. They'll do anything for $10.
I had never thought of that. So in California, you don't have to have an address in order to be a voter?
Sure you do. Here, sign here. There, you just registered to vote.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
You didn't have, clown car addresses with 50 people there.
Mm-hmm. Don't they have motor voter there, too, as well?
Yes, but many of these folks don't have an active driver's license. But yeah, you do not need to have a confirming ID. They don't even ask if you're a citizen. Nope.
Nope. Yeah, I see your logic on that one. But at the same time, the point I was trying to make is this permissiveness where they're doing this in order to harvest votes, for example, has also brought back, I mean, Los Angeles is the typhus center of the United States.
Right now it is, sure is, yeah.
San Francisco, you have to wear like a, you know, something up to your waist made out of snake-proof material covered, and then you got to cover that with a garbage bag because you're walking through human excrement and syringes. And if you're lucky, you will not be assaulted by the homeless people who are sort of aggressive homeless people.
Right. Well, the way the media spun this attack, they said, oh, this has to be one of the Trump supporters. Except this guy was virulently anti-Semitic, and he hated Trump because Trump had Jews in the cabinet. Trump has Jews in his family. So that spin bounced, but it went public before the truth came out.
Sure, but I mean, I think that's part and parcel of the mainstream. They got to know 90% of what they throw out there is going to bounce, and it's not going to stick. And but because they led with it, it's going to be the first thing out there that everybody's going to remember.
Right. Well, CNN reporting that the attacker used an AR-type assault weapon. Right. That's their stock and trade. You and I could have written that a month ago. On the other hand, they call the shotgun an AR-type assault weapon, too.
Do they really?
Oh, with the attack at the school in Santa Fe, Texas. Yeah.
That's right. Yes, they did.
Shotgun and a revolver, and it was called an assault weapon.
Assault weapon.
So.
Actually, that was the first time. But, you know, if you think about it, well, you know what? I'll point this out when we get back. We're coming up on the break. I don't want to start something I can't finish. So, Rob also writes. He writes a lot, and he writes often. And his writings show up at a few places. They start off at Slow Facts WordPress blog. Then from there, they may go in a couple of directions. They may go the way of, I don't know, ClashDaily.com, or probably going to show up at Amoland.com. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats striking an optimistic tone after meeting with President Trump regarding infrastructure.
And it was a very constructive meeting. It's clear that both the White House and all of us want to get something done on infrastructure in a big and bold way. And there was goodwill in this meeting, and that was different than some of the other meetings that we've had, which is a very good thing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. fully support the people of Venezuela in their quest for freedom. In a tweet today, Pompeo says he supports opposition leader Juan Guaido and urges the Venezuelan people and military to oust President Nicolas Maduro. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott also says,
We have got to do everything we can, whether it's we got to use our military to get humanitarian aid in, but today just, you know, I pray to God that Juan Guaido is the interim leader, or is the leader at the end of the day, and Maduro is living someplace else.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. I did get closed in on by Dr. John. He hit me from behind when I was at the 2AF booth.
Good. Excellent.
And he was in a fashion show.
He was. Wasn't that cool? I saw him there in his scrubs and going, ooh, I'm afraid to ask. Doc, don't. I'll wait until the video comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the wisest thing to do, yeah.
But before, I want to talk about that fashion show, but before we do, just because we need to contrast that rules make such a huge difference. Indiana just went pro-choice on concealed carry. You no longer, there's no fee to get your permit. Training's not required. So it's not quite constitutional carry, but it's as close as you can get, just short of that. They also, in Indiana, said that if there is a, now, air quotes here, school on the church grounds, is it a preschool? Is it, oh, no, we have regular classes on Sunday. Whatever regulations might affect a school, and whether individuals can bring firearms onto the property because of it, they said whoever operates the church then has the right to determine whether it is a gun-free zone or not. Great. Contrast that with what a church might have to go through in California, where background checks don't stop murderers,
firearm registration doesn't stop murders. There are very few of us that if we were given a box, you know, do you have a history of mass murder? Very few of the mass murderers have checked that box. It becomes a shock to the California politicians. Okay, now let's jump onto that new topic, because I think that's really interesting. I didn't like the media coverage of it. It was not part of the NRA. This fashion show was put together by our friend, Amanda Suffolkool. She wrapped up some of her friends who, although, you know, they're not bad-looking people, they're not, you know, high-fashion models. They look like the people who carry guns every day. I think the media had to throw the NRA name on it because, think, if gun owners look like you and I, whoa, then the audience sees themselves in that fashion.
John just sent me a picture.
The reveal, he showed you where they... Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
The caption is showing flesh.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, John had... Well, I think that's really important that, and the subtitle for the fashion show was, "Where Concealed is Revealed." And you and I talk about that all the time. Lots of people don't know that there are armed people in their community on the streets with them every day because it's concealed.
Yeah.
How could they possibly know? And frankly, I don't feel like lifting up my shirt and showing them that I'm carrying. But this fashion show is a wonderful idea. You know, maybe I should carry. Oh, wow. Those are average street clothes. There's someone in a nice dress. You know, full length. Tatiana Woodlock was in a nice dress. You're walking your dog and, you know, in tights and a jacket, and yet there's still some place to carry. Changing the culture in a great way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was a... And I'm never prepared for this because I live in South Carolina, but, you know, there were quite a few people open carrying there because Indiana is an open carry state, too, which everybody but South Carolina, Florida is an open carry state, so I don't know why I even say that. But, you know.
Well, did you feel at all in danger with 20,000 armed people in one room?
The weird thing was that while I was carrying, concealed because that's the only way I ever carry. So when I felt like I was flashing my gun, I was pulling my shirt down, even though I didn't have to worry about that.
Right.
But, it's like the podcast you're in. I know that an armed society is a polite society because I treat everybody as an armed person. So I don't go walking up on them and start yelling at them unless they really incense me. I mean, I really have to be pushed. If somebody does something stupid that is endangering people, then yes, I'm probably going to be incensed enough. But that's about it.
Can I change tacks just in, well, we got about another...
You've got three minutes. Yes, sir. Go.
You and Mark Walters, it was great to hear you both. Both so articulate. You the other day when Mark's feed dropped and you ended up carrying his show there for a minute. The idea that New York politicians really want it both ways. They want to abuse the rights of gun owners. And then when they were called out in the court, they then said, we'll get to changing those laws sometime. Therefore, we want the Supreme Court to mute them. Judge Sotomayor oversees that district for appeals. She took it to the Supreme Court. It's a one line reply. Nope. Rejected. Therefore, that case will go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Will any of those statutes be in place by the time it reaches the court? This is getting more interesting all the time. New York may be after the NRA, but the Supreme Court may be after them. Fascinating.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these states, they They want to take a position of either falling on the sword or trying to change it to where they don't have any legal precedent set against them, right, to where they can't go back and unfix it. But this is going to go forward, and they are going to be they've set their own die. They've set their own die in place for this. So
they have cast it.
Yep.
Right. And if they lose that, they could lose it big. I mean, all the Supreme Court has to do is say, here are the terms of review of the case. Yes, this is a real right. This is not a secondhand right. Here are the terms to analyze the law. Now, all the courts of the land go forth and apply that standard forevermore. New York really does not want to be the one that tripped over that one.
Yeah, well, remember Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Remember Washington, D.C., when they were being pushed into the shall issue from the May issue, and a lot of states were calling them saying, don't take this forward. And New York couldn't take their own advice on this one, or they didn't move fast enough. And this is what happens when you are trying to constrict freedom. It will burst forth. It's just like the Jeff Goldblum character that says, nature finds a way. So freedom will find
a
way,
right,
too.
Freedom found a way.
That's right. Rob Morse is a writer. He is a podcaster. He is prolific. He is out there every day doing something, maybe two or three things. He may write something, then record his podcast, which is a Slow Facts WordPress blog, or self-defense gun stories, or he may do vice versa. I don't know, but he's very prolific. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The At One Thumb Hole Stock. Very, very superior stock. Although I did film with Dustin at NRA, and we looked at a lot of the stocks that we never talk about. That's coming to you soon. Check them out, BoydsGunStocks.com. Talking to Rob Morse. Just trying to catch up on stuff.
Yeah, and I'm so lucky that you've been traveling. I saw this article and saved it. We were just talking about how anti-gun politicians and some prosecutors are really pushing the edge. California, oh, guns are bad in churches. And then in Indiana, they're saying, hey, we leave it up to you. You know, manage your own security.
Right.
And New York City, oh, guns are bad. Supreme Court, we'll look at that. And then they go, we didn't really mean it. Court says it's too late. Kamala Harris came out when she was trying to suddenly shift to look like a viable candidate other than in California, goes, well, I own a gun. And then USA Today savaged her, said, hey, we don't think that Democrat candidates for president should even own a gun. Wow. No matter how socialist they are, you can be that bigoted against gun owners and say they, being a gun owner is a disqualifying feature of a presidential candidate. Wow. That's pretty far to the left.
Now, who was saying this? Were they saying this about Kamala?
USA Today said it about Kamala Harris because she's a gun owner.
That's interesting. You know, she also she also listened to Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg before they ever broke out into music.
So. Right. Well, we knew she couldn't tell the truth. Quote, Kamala Harris, a former district attorney, apparently thinks it's fine to own a handgun for personal safety. That's a position held by the NRA, but not by progressive Democrats. Close quote. Hmm. Huh.
Huh.
We now have a new litmus test, don't we? Not only is abortion and open borders a litmus test. Wow. Wow. Would the last Democrat standing please turn off the lights?
Well, should they be allowed to have a security team?
But should the security team be? Well, of course they should, Bill. They can go around with Nerf guns and... I don't even think tasers should be allowed, right? I mean, you don't need weapons at all. Are tasers allowed in schools? No. Well, then, no, you don't need those to guard candidates. Yeah, I like it a lot, actually. But, did you see, you want me to keep going down that line?
Sure.
The Florida Senate finally came out and said, yeah, maybe some school teachers could defend our students with a gun. But then they dumped all these restrictions on what teachers have to do. And the arguments were just pathetic. And I listened to them. I looked at the write-ups. And it just sounds like this to me. I swear, I don't need to make fun of them. They did it themselves. Like, we should protect our students with plastic signs since you can't prove that a teacher won't go crazy and shoot people. Any gun at school could go off. So how can you guarantee the safety of students and staff? Teachers aren't trained Navy SEALs, so they shouldn't be allowed to have guns. Oh, by the way, if they were Navy SEALs, we don't want to have armed Navy SEALs on campus. That's just too scary. In short, we should leave our children unprepared because improbable things will happen. And bad solutions are worse than what we have now. Look, I understand these guys were lawyers for the most part.
Right.
But please, we don't need to leave our children at risk. And then in order to do something, you have to toss into this bill, you know, fund more parks, something you wanted to do anyway. They're just really bad choices. And what was embarrassing to me is they weren't called out. You called them out on these absurd arguments. I called them out. Lee Michaels calls them out. But not the major newspapers. Ah, bothers me.
Yeah.
Well, you're used to it. I'm still trying to get used to it.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is that you've just got to accept the fact that they lie, that they are going to have two sets of rules.
Right.
And I'm surprised that they called Kamala out on that because they have those two sets of rules.
Interesting.
I'm surprised they called her out on that because they do have those two sets of rules. And... They're going to have to, they're going to have to figure a few things out. Because Kamala, Eric Swalwell, a whole bunch of these guys are going to run on gun control. And you can expect to hear, I'm almost certain we'll hear Eric Swalwell say, well, you know, I've never said this before because I didn't think I needed to because I thought everybody knew I wanted the best thing for the country. But I'm a gun owner, too. So,
right.
Yeah. So all of these guys are going to be running on gun control. Expect them to say, but I'm a gun owner. So that tells you right now, I don't want to take all the guns, just this kind.
Yeah, I think they're playing on a idea that we have in the general populace. You and I, we've encountered it at lunch. Dr. William April described it this way. To plan for violence, you must first admit and accept that the world isn't as it ought to be. Hey, bad things happen out there. They could happen to me. Until you accept that, then, guns are scary. No, it's a scary world, and this is the best solution we found to make it less scary. And I think they're playing to an audience that says, I don't want to look at the world as being scary. I want the government to make it a safe place so I can ignore all the bad things that happen.
Well, there's a bunch of people out there that want to do that. I mean, there's a bunch of people on the pro-gun side right now who want to hide their head and say, nothing bad's happening. And those are the people that make me the most furious.
And when you say that, are you thinking about the attack on our rights, the attacks on the NRA, or that the NRA can just ignore its problems and the world will go on as it has?
I'm talking about people within the NRA that are just members of the NRA like me and you, who do not think it is constructive to have the conversation about what ails the NRA and to demand they do it in public, even though everything else is going to go down in public. Because I guess they're expecting the NRA to fix itself, which it's not going to.
Large organizations support the powers. Let's face it, you get promoted in the NRA by supporting the power structure in the NRA.
Right.
That's how you get a raise. That doesn't make the NRA particularly special. That's how big corporations work. But then when something goes wrong, the board of directors has to be bold, be honest, and say, here, we'll help you fix this. Here's how you renegotiate the contracts you've got. Now move on. We've just told you what to do.
Yeah.
What's surprising is that they have not done that. I thought there were more honest and bold members at the NRA. Again, all it takes is it does take a majority of 76 to do that, and I don't know them.
Well, you know, they did a few things there, and I thought it was going in a certain direction when Ollie North quit. I thought it was going in a certain direction, but it didn't work out that way. Next week, Rob will be joining me, and we're going to do a whole three-hour thing, and part of what we're going to do is going to be on alternatives as far as gun rights organizations, because everybody thinks NRA has become a Xerox term, so we're going to give you some details on some of the others. Of course, catch him at Slofax WordPress blog. Catch him on the podcast. Catch him because he's out there. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.